Ara Ara.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Ara Ara, the Weeb Podcast. I'm your host, Vibs, and with me is my usual co-host, Amy.
Hi guys!
So, it's been a crazy week, but I want to know, how are you, Amy?
All good. It's currently the weekend, and I was just busy all week doing freelance stuff, like as you guys know from the previous episode, just doing a lot of freelance right now. But what about you? You just came from a previous podcast, Podcast Queen over here. Woo!
So yeah, I just finished recording another podcast. It's a show under the GameSilog umbrella, or it's actually a part of the GameSilog show. It's a show that we do every Sunday at 6 p.m. Philippine time. So it's a live show that we do on Facebook. So guys, if you want to check that out, catch me there. That will be great. So that's what I do on my weekends, aside from recording Ara Ara. Before we start the episode, I want to invite everyone to subscribe to our YouTube channel and also follow us on our socials at Ara Ara Podcast so that you won't miss any content that we are releasing. What topic are we going to discuss today, Amy?
Well, it was something that you brought up a while ago, and then I was sort of like, oh, no, don't talk to me about it. Let's just record it, because like,
it's just content.
Yeah, like, think of the content, girl. Like, if you're going to talk to me in real life, what are you going to talk about on screen?
On the podcast? So yeah, because I was ranting to Amy. This topic that I wanted to discuss today actually has been discussed in that previous podcast that I've been to, because I also wanted to get their opinion on this specific topic that I want to discuss. Because yesterday, I just watched Attack on Titan, Final Season, Part 3, Episode Infinity. 1, which I don't know how many finales do they have. You know, like Final Season, Chapter 3, Part 4, I don't know, Episode 5. And I'm like, man, I just want this to end.
There's gonna be a point where it's like the final episode, but it's just every scene. We're releasing the first scene of the final episode till next year. They just want to milk it that much.
Because see, the thing is, I released a one-hour episode yesterday, which I really liked. Honestly, when it comes to the episode itself, it's hands down amazing. You can feel all the emotions, the build-up from all over the years, the characters that you loved, everything was there. It's just that when I found out that the next episode will be released in October, I was like, my life.
This ain't it.
So good that I wanted more.
Yeah.
I wanted more. I wanted to see more, but fortunately, the next part will be released in a few months. Mm. And that was like a bummer in a sense that I've been waiting for Attack on Titan to be just finished for how many years now? And I don't know, I'm starting to lose interest. But still, I'm holding on to the hope that the ending will deliver really well. Yeah. Because the thing is, I haven't read the manga. Mm. So for me, it's going to be, I don't know what's going to happen on the ending. I do have a hint just because I've seen a lot of spoilers. But the topic that I want to discuss right now is series or video games that has been milked to the point that you lost interest. Because right now, Attack on Titan is still not that for me, since I'm still interested to see the ending. But has there been any anime or video game for you, Amy, that you felt that, nah, this is too much? Bye.
Never again. No, I never had anything like that, just because I keep myself very occupied with like the next show. At the moment, let's say I'll be super invested in this, but then it'll just be at the moment. So for example, Game of Thrones was still a thing and wasn't ruined in the season 5 to like the last season. It was something I watched every year. So I became a Game of Thrones fan from the second season. Yeah, the season with the Red Wedding, I believe. That's when I became like a fan, and I watched it every year. And then there was a time, I think between season 4 and 5, where it was a 2-year gap. At the moment, of course, after every end of the season, it's always that, oh, I want to see so much more. And then, you know, you research all these stuff, like you go into this whole rabbit hole. But that doesn't last very long for me. I get over it like really fast. And then I just like get on to the next show.
Yeah, it does make sense that you will just get on to the next show. But the thing is, like, when you're such a fan of something and you've invested so much, you know, like, it's still there, but I don't know, I'm just losing interest. Like, one best example for me that I can think of is Kingdom Hearts, if you're familiar with that title.
Yeah.
So I've been following that series since I was a kid, like literally maybe around when I was 10 years old, just because I love the first game, which is Kingdom Hearts. And then Kingdom Hearts 2 was released, and then there's a lot of games in between, and then remixes and all. And I feel like at this point, they're just trying to get anything, or you know, just milk it out from money. In PS3, I remember there was a remix of 1.5 and 2.5, and those are the main titles plus the games in between, which were released in a different console. So it's just quite annoying. And for anime, my best example will be Boruto. Mm. Just because I think Boruto as a series is still relying so much on Naruto's story, which was, they still show a lot of things from the main series, which was Naruto. Mm. When in fact, you're supposed to be continuing this story of Boruto.
Yeah, exactly. For example, Pokemon, right? We had the 150 Pokemon when it was our generation, right? And then, I mean, like the generation of like whatever people used to watch. So we had like the 150. But then as time progressed, like they added more and more Pokemon, and it was always suited toward like the next generation of people watching and not necessarily being a fan service of the previous viewers. It's just up to the old audience to see if they like whatever was happening forward or not.
Exactly, because Boruto is still milking whatever is in Naruto's story. Like for example, Jiraiya. They just had to mention that Jiraiya is still alive, but apparently he's not. It's just a clone. And I don't know, it just removes the depth of what Jiraiya did for the series, you know?
Yeah.
Because his death was detrimental to whatever happened to Naruto. It was a catalyst for whatever development he had. And that's the importance of that arc. That's the pain arc, right? If I mean, obviously, you've seen Naruto. But yeah. So yeah, but what else? How about Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball, it's hype. But the thing is, like, I don't really follow it to have, like, a huge opinion on it. So I don't know how milked it really is. I just know it's just super hype. And people, I mean, people still love it. So I guess they're not over it.
Yeah, but I mean, I was over it.
I just, like when you were a kid. I mean,
I don't know. I just don't watch it anymore at this point just because it's like too much. And another good example actually is Resident Evil, right? So in that podcast that I attended, most of them said the same thing, which is Resident Evil, just because it's been around for quite some time. There has been many games under the Resident Evil title. And games in between as well, plus spin-offs, plus movies with Mila Jovovich, if you've watched them. And I think there was a movie, I'm not sure if it was a movie or a series, the Welcome to Raccoon City, which again, they used the franchise Resident Evil, which at this point, it's just any zombie-themed movie or show is just meh.
So you're not currently watching The Last of Us?
So far, not yet. Also, another thing is, I tried playing The Last of Us, but I got too scared. So I was a couch gamer. I was just watching my brother while he's playing it just because I get scared easily. And, you know, I might throw the controller. That's why I'm avoiding to play horror games. Most of the time, I'm just a backseat gamer when it comes to those games. But yeah, I haven't really seen The Last of Us yet. Have you?
Yeah, I follow it every week. It's really entertaining. You get to see a lot of the backstory, the characters that are in the game. But you don't necessarily have to have played the game to understand what's going on. It's a standalone. It's really good. It's really good. You should see it. Like, I'm not a fan of, like, zombie stuff. Like, honestly, for example, what? The Walking Dead, another very milked show. Like, after, like, season one, I'm like, okay, how did it even get season two? Right? And then it's, like, up to, like, season, I don't even know, right? So, like, you know, I really don't like zombie stuff. But The Last of Us is good. I'm very picky with the zombie stuff.
And even with The Walking Dead, they just had to make The Fear of the Walking Dead. So that's another, you know, after The Walking Dead. Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh, so. I'm going to ask you something that might hit you, right? Because I know you love this. But don't you think Final Fantasy VII is very, very milked as well?
It depends. Yes, it is milked, but I haven't lost interest in it. That's the point. You should have lost interest in it. But see, the thing is, okay, as a fangirl, let me justify myself. So see, the thing is, with the remake, I understand that it could have been made in just one huge game. But again, that time, I like how judgy you look, Amy.
No.
Like, okay. Yeah, I agree, but I also don't agree as a fan.
No, like, see, the thing is,
how dare you? So yeah, what I'm trying to say is, yeah, I understand that there has to be many parts to it just because it cannot fit the whole game into one. Because, I mean, if you have played the game, you will know how big the world is, how big the story was. Imagine before we have 4 discs of games.
Yeah.
I mean, even though the games are like very tiny in terms of storage, but what I'm trying to say is, even though it's being milked by Square Enix, I'm still gonna buy it. I'm sorry. That's the exception. That's the exception to the rule. So yeah, I'm having a hard time defending myself here, maybe. What else? It's
just, like, oh, what do you think of Final Fantasy VII? Is it milk? It doesn't matter. I like it, okay? That is not the
choice. Judge me. Stop judging me, Amy. Okay, next. No, I was thinking, like, the whole Final Fantasy series as it is, it's not milk in a sense that it's an anthology type of game because it's like a standalone per number.
Yeah.
But I would agree that FF7 has been milked so much, plus FF15. Because for FF15, I remember when it got released, day one, I already had a copy just because I pre-ordered it months before. But it's just that they had to release these episodes, DLCs in between, that they could have released it in one go. So, I don't know. That one felt really milked for me to the point that I lost interest. But for FF7, I even bought the Crisis Core, what was that, reunion. So, don't look at me. So, yeah.
What else? I think let's circle back to Attack on Titan, right? How long are they going to keep this up? Because I understand the frustrations, right? At least for me, the thing is I don't feel it too much because I always wait until the entire... I mean, I feel it a little bit that they've been milking it. But if you're someone who needs to watch it immediately after the release, then you're gonna feel extra frustrated because for me, I will wait till all the episodes of this season is over and then I'll watch it.
There is only one reason why I watched it yesterday: fear of spoilers. And yeah. I don't know, I just don't want... See, the thing is, I kept myself from reading the manga just because I wanted to see it animated. Because, you know, there's really such a difference when it's animated versus manga.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, that's the only reason why I watched it yesterday. See, man, people are shitty on the internet. Like, they will just post a lot of spoilers.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, I'm just scrolling on my Facebook today. How many memes of Attack on Titan have I seen the whole day? And imagine if you're a person who hasn't watched it yet. So, you will be like, oh, this person will die. Like, what?
Why?
Why? Yeah, but I mean, see, I am expecting that people will be doing that anyway. So I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and watch it. Because it's just either I will wait for the whole series to be finished, which I did for second season until the third season. But now I just don't want to see the spoilers. I just want to enjoy it. And I kind of understand also where MAPPA is at because they're animating so many titles at the moment where Attack on Titan keeps on getting pushed towards the side. Because if you will think about it, they released 1 hour episode. And how many series have they had under their belt for quite some time? Like Jujutsu Kaisen is with them, Vinland Saga. There's this one isekai show, the cooking something something, I forgot. So there's a lot that they're working on aside from Attack on Titan, which is understandable. But man, there's only like 9-10 chapters left. And the thing is, they will be releasing the final part in 3 episodes, and all of them are like an hour long each. Then why just not release it in the cinema?
That's true. But also, if you have so many titles under your belt, why not just release it? Like, get it over with. Why are you stretching it so much?
Maybe it's part of the strategy, you know? Because the manga has been over for like, I don't know how many years now.
Yeah.
For the merch and stuff, I guess. I don't know. I honestly don't know. So, it's really the reason why I had to watch it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Are you a person who gets irritated when you see spoilers or when you hear spoilers?
I used to be really annoyed by that. But then my brain sort of changed lately and I don't like the feeling of anticipation slightly. So, there will be moments that I'll just see, like, I'll try to spoiler. Yeah, like, so what happens to the blah, blah, blah? So I have, like, peace of mind. But I won't, like... I won't look for like the full thing. I'll look for like a specific thing that's just bothering me. Yeah. But you know what? Like, I'm going to say something that's going to, I don't know. It's just my observation, guys. I work both ways. I'll either watch a show weekly, like what I'm doing with Last of Us, or I'll watch it all in one, like with Attack on Titan. It just depends on my mood. But with Attack on Titan, I know that there's a lot of spoilers online, but I don't get them.
Yeah.
I remember that day that we were out and then Nico and I pointed out that like, if you look at stories from people in the Philippines, it's all the same. That was you, right? You were...
Yeah.
So we were there, right, guys? And like, when it comes to people in the Philippines, the stories are just linear. It's the same. Like, it'll be someone in their car. Like,
someone drinking milk tea.
Someone drinking milk tea. And there was one more. Like, beach. Beach if it's summer. So every story is just that. There is no variation, right? But here in Dubai, because there's just so many activities happening all at the same time and everyone is interested in very different things, no one's story is the same, that you have so many variants of things that you don't see stuff like that. So I know where you're coming from in the sense where, especially if you have a lot of Filipino friends who are into anime.
Our communities, yes.
They're going to post the spoilers. Oh, Attack on Titan just came out. You know, because they're very linear. in the same, like, they're all like looking into the same things.
That's why I hate Facebook sometimes, you know, like just the algorithm will push you the content that it thinks that you like. And yeah, I like it, but it's a spoiler. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. But when do you consider something a spoiler and not a spoiler? Like, where is that limit?
Yeah, I also am thinking about that since, honestly, the manga has been finished for quite some time, as we've mentioned earlier. So is it still considered a spoiler since I haven't read the manga? Maybe it's considered a spoiler for me once it reached a certain time limit.
And what is that time limit?
For example, in Final Fantasy VII, if up until now you don't know that Aerith is gonna die, then it's on you. You know? That has been told many, many times. How old is Final Fantasy VII anyway? It's like, I don't know, 25 years old. So at this point, it's not a spoiler anymore.
Like,
if I tell you any spoiler from Star Wars, is it still considered a spoiler?
It depends, you know? Because there's a lot of shows coming out right now.
Yeah, but like the old...
Yeah, oh, if you're talking about prequels, yeah, if you're talking prequel sequels, like the main storyline that everyone saw, then yeah, definitely. For me, there was an actor, for the life of me, I don't think I'll ever remember it, but it was an interview with this actor, or I think maybe it was even in real life, maybe one of the MEFCCs, I don't remember, where he was like, a spoiler is basically, for him, 3 weeks after it's been released. So if you say something right after it's released, then you're a jerk and you're a spoiler. But if it's like been 3 weeks, it's almost a month technically, then like at this point, it's your fault. You didn't check.
Really?
Yeah. But then, I mean, that's his opinion on it. But then, like, I think with Attack on Titan, you can't justify that. It's still a spoiler, in my opinion, if they post. Just because Attack on Titan ended years ago for the manga, the anime is still ongoing, and everyone knows there are people who don't read manga and just watch anime. We're all in one community, guys. Like, have some, like, respect, okay? Like, wait a month after said episode. No, actually, with Attack on Titan, wait for all the episodes to come out and then, like, post your spoilers.
But girl, like, even for me, the emotion was so intense. Like, the thing is, also, what I've noticed with my Facebook feed is that it's not even my friends who are sharing. I mean, they're sharing content, but mostly it's from anime pages and groups.
I think it should be limited to, like, forums, right? Like, let's say you're in a subreddit for Attack on Titan and everyone's talking about the first episode that just got released. And the thing is with, like, Reddit, they have spoiler tags anyway. So, like, I think you should limit it to that. Before, like, just going on to, like, the public and be like, oh, this just happened. That's very
well, good luck. Good luck to telling that to Facebook people. And remember what happened to Avengers Endgame, Infinity Wars? Imagine the amount of spoilers that time as well. You know, I remember there was a cool theme or cool marketing strategy before for Endgame, I think, that once you search Endgame spoilers, there will be a Thanos doing this. Thanos' glove will, that every Google search will be removed. I'm not sure if you've heard of that marketing strategy. Yeah. It was so cool that time. And I was like, let me try it.
No, and that's another thing that I've observed as well. One of the Spider-Mans, like the third Spider-Man, it was released
No Way Home?
I think so, yeah. It was released in Dubai first, if I'm not mistaken. Even before the US. And
Because it was, right? They were still on lockdown.
Yeah, so it was released here, and especially people in Dubai, they have access to the premieres, and like they're very quick with like watching things, but I've never seen a spoiler online. But when there was one of the Marvel movies that was released first in the Philippines, I'm not sure if it was
Eternals. Pirated copies.
There was one. It was like first released in the Philippines because they felt bad because like Philippines was one of the last for the previous. I think it might have been Eternals. Like immediately, spoilers. That's another thing I noticed like with people in Philippines. They just love to post their spoilers. Like they just so that they can seem relevant at a certain time. Yeah.
Like it's their bragging stuff, I guess. Yeah, see, I've watched the latest Attack on Titan episode. Let me post the spoiler. There was even a time that it was so popular in the Philippines where they were posting 4 pictures in one, no context. 4 pictures. And I'm like, this is a spoiler. Still. Because if you can get what the 4 pictures meant, you'll be like, oh, shit. You know?
No, because you can post that you watched something without necessarily posting a spoiler. Like, I don't know, put a story where you're with the intro of like the opening. Like
the title card, right?
Don't go and go like, oh yeah, by the way, this person dies, holy like, who is this for? Who are you entertaining at this point? Who are you trying to please? Because people hate you, you know?
But has there ever been a time for you, Amy, that you just had to watch something? Like I've mentioned earlier, like fear of missing out.
I think maybe Attack on Titan, slightly, just because... Yeah, no, I...
You just,
I...
You had
Yeah. No, not now.
I will kill you.
I'm talking about like way before. Like way before when like I didn't watch it. I think fourth year university. Something like that.
Girl, we were from the same uni. Yeah. And you've never seen me wearing that Mikasa scarf at school.
But no, that's the thing. Like I never watched it. It was like only after the fact. That like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. I should watch it because mm-hmm. everyone's talking about it. Like, I think that's why there was a point where you were annoyed, right? Like, because you were like a hardcore fan for the longest time, then suddenly it was just super popular and everyone just acted like they knew it. So I think it was at that phase where I was like, okay, I think I need to watch this because I've been ignoring it.
Yeah, but imagine the people who just watched it now or like recently in the past 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
That's going to be more crazy, you know? Were you ever the fan to watch the anime on a weekly basis? Like, literally waiting for the release?
No, the anime.
See, the thing is, I only do that just to avoid the spoilers. Mm. That's not the only reason. Like, that's one of the perks, you know? But, see, the thing is, I used to binge watch everything. Mm. I didn't like the fact that I have to wait on a weekly basis just to watch anime. So, before, I used to buy the CDs. Mm. Pirated CDs that we always talk about. But one anime that I can vividly remember that I was waiting for every week was Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay.
That was back in 2011. And I was like diligently watching it every week. I even have an alarm set for it. Because
you were 5 years old at the time, right?
No!
No! You're only 5. Like, you're only like 19 now. Trump.
Yeah, I'm just me. So, I mean, that's one show that I can remember that I really watched on a weekly basis. Aside from that, I used to do that for K-dramas, actually. Because, again, as you've mentioned, people in the Philippines are posting the same online. So, it's really hard for you to avoid seeing a spoiler, especially if whatever you're watching is quite popular. And especially for me, my Facebook is filled with either K-drama, with anime, or video games. So it just revolves on those three. So if there is one big title that I am currently watching or interested in, and I didn't watch it immediately, then I will see spoilers. Although I'm not really that annoyed when I see spoilers because I still try to think of, oh, okay, so that happened, but how? Why? You know?
Yeah.
Why did that happen? Like you, I actually try to, I wouldn't say that I'm trying to spoil myself, but sometimes I do accidentally spoil myself. With certain things. Like, for example, what episode will Kikyo die from Inuyasha?
Mm. Yeah.
You know? And then you will see there a spoiler that she will not die on this episode, but she will die finally on this episode. I'm like, so she's still alive after this episode. She will die on the next part, you know? So
yeah,
that I accidentally spoil myself from time to time. But aside from that, yeah. But was there any time, Amy, that you were bummed by a spoiler? That anything that you can vividly remember?
A time I was bummed by a spoiler. I was bummed by a spoiler. No, I really, as of the moment, I can't seem to think of one. I watch a lot of stuff to feel too strongly about anything else, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like you're just like a chill person when it comes to content.
Yeah.
Like when you're watching whatever series. So, yeah.
It's like what you said, right? Like, I want to know, like, okay, this is first time. I won't look at the how or why. I'm just like, okay, is it that? Okay, that's what I want to know for my peace of mind.
But yeah, there are some shows that makes me Google stuff like that. Like, for example, if I feel strongly for the character and I'm like, I just want to know if he will die or not. That's it. Yes or no. And I will Google and then, I feel relieved, you know? But there was also a point that I read the manga just when I feel like, for example, for Attack on Titan, after watching the first season years ago, I actually read the manga. Until, I'm not exactly sure which part, but until the part where they were discussing about Historia's, she was the original in royal bloodline and stuff. So I've read until that part. Right now, like, I'm not motivated to read the Attack on Titan manga. Just because, I don't know, like, for some reason, I don't like reading manga anymore. Like, okay. I used to do that a lot when I was a kid, or when I was in high school, actually. But now, I just lost interest in reading the manga. I don't know. Were you ever a manga reader?
No.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned it as well before.
Yeah, you guys should check out that episode. I think it was episode 1. I don't know.
I don't even remember too. So yeah, I think that's it. But you know what, Amy? I forgot that in our previous discussion, just to wrap things up, we forgot to do anime recommendations.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't do that in the previous episode. And now let's think of something to recommend to them that they should watch.
I'll recommend the Fate series, like Fate Zero and all of that stuff. I think that's another one that's sort of milked, but it's also like It's like, you don't know where to start. Sorry, guys, I will not recommend the specific one because it's like, good luck to you where you start. So yeah, just a paid series, that's what I will recommend. Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of series that has been milked, you know what I'm going to recommend, Amy? Detective Conan.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, one more series.
It's been like 20 years or something and they're still like, yep, let's keep doing this.
Bro, imagine how many New Year episodes and Christmas episodes has Conan went through. And he's still, what, seven years old or 8 years old? You know, like, he never grew at least 1 year older. So it doesn't make sense. So again, that's one of the titles that has been milked so much. It has thousands of episodes.
Yeah.
And it's so repetitive at this point. Like, I think there were some investigation episodes that has been repeated many times. So I don't know. I stopped watching it at around 300 episodes. I just looked for the canon episodes. I skipped the fillers, just watched the canons.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else you want to add for today's episode, Amy?
No, that's pretty much it. I guess I'm just going to plug our social, well, my socials at Estela Vista Amy. Why do I always have a hard time saying that? At Estela Vista Amy. What about you, Vips?
So for me, guys, also follow my Instagram at VivsBlackMage. And as I've mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I'm also doing this live show every Sunday with the Game Silog Show. Catch us on Facebook Live every Sunday. And the show is called Topic Topic, where we discuss anything and everything under the sun. And the twist is none of the hosts know what each other is going to talk about. But the thing is, that show is purely Filipino, so it's mostly targeted towards the Filipino speakers. So yeah, if you guys have time, do check that out as well.
All right, I guess that's it. Don't forget to like and subscribe, guys, and hit that notification bell.
And follow us on our socials at Ara Ara Podcast. See you guys again next week for another episode. Or actually, see you guys again on our next episode. Because we're not on a weekly basis.
Yeah, we're bi-weekly, guys. Well,
so yeah, see you guys on the next episode. Bye!